interlude with essay about pain. Pain makes me selfish. I close in towards it when I am unable to ignore it. At a reading in a barn, I joke. I've had 2¾ beers and my pain meds are working, so I am friendly again. But I am not joking. I forget the bodies of others, of desire for anything but a dissipation of the pain. I desire only painlessness. Even when I press hard against my partner, my body is tended, waiting for it. The inevitable twinge through my shoulders or across my back, and I am rendered static by pain or the promise of pain. While on a retreat in rural Tennessee, I realize how central TV is to my relationship with pain, how dialogue, even when I can't understand the words, muddies the pain into a congealable narrative, something able to be solved by Olivia Benson in 42 minutes. The night I write this, I am itchy all over. It could be anything I recite. Scented laundry detergent, pesticides in the cotton sheets, polyester sheets, air conditioning, a mast cell response, acid reflux, neurological Lyme. I see spots in the panicked 2:30 a.m. shower where the water feels both too hot and like ice over my frizzling nerves. I have to get out of my head. The rash of public suicides blots into my brain, nesting. I have had suicidal ideation nonstop since I was 15 years old, and you are the first one I tell. My phone, the software on my phone, the internet but secret just for me, and a simulacrum of the internet I assume in my phone, writing onto my phone. The screen makes words and I'm trusting my hands to know the space well enough to hold space for the language that comes like a river, like a thundercloud, never breaking, just rumbling forever. Wondering how she holds it, but just doing it because it is what she does for others. She would do anything for others, depending on which ones, but the shit I say to myself out loud, the shit my ex would hear and call me crazy, he said. Talking to yourself is crazy. I was like, this is what it's like to have thoughts. Not that you would have any idea what that's like, Nimrod. My mouth can't keep up with me, so how can my hands? I am on a porch, listening to women talk about their partners and how it changes, how desire changes, how desire happens, when other things happen all at once, sometimes and often. And there are cups of wine, and I am avoiding the painkillers, but don't forget anything except the important stuff. Feeling whipped, feeling wrung out like a sponge thrown in the microwave to burn off the bugs. The age of individuation, you have to leave it, Jen says. How do we make those connections the way we should, or the way she says we should, the structure she feels next? If there's one thing I have learned the hard way, it's this. 3 days in the South and my accent pours out of my mouth like sweet tea. Yankees write all the time of Southern sweet tea voices, but I get to write about them because I have one and I have earned the right. It is up to me to represent stuff appropriately. This feels unfair, somehow uneven, but I shoulder the burden. My black moon, Lilith, rests in Libra. The undeveloped cannot make a decision. The developing looks for enemies everywhere. The developed is me, a justice-principled femme with my own set of mores. I am told that a developed sign means I have lived many lives, which makes sense, always feeling older than I am, never getting carded, valuing the dismal. I don't want to hear from you. I set myself on edge, ready for it, the inevitable creep back into my bedroom, new paint urging me into do what you want. I try to start fresh, wash my face, buy frozen food at Whole Foods. write about how I don't need you, but stay available anyway. Some things are intolerable, but usually we don't have to stay with them for too long.